From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Extended unemployment benefits for nearly 2 million Americans begin running out today. Efforts by Senate Democrats to approve a further extension were blocked by Republican Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts.
We have to start focusing on the things that are important, the deficit, the spending.
Brown says the proposed extension would have just added to the deficit. The co-chairman of the president's debt reduction commission are having trouble rounding up any support from elected officials on the panel for the sweeping spending cuts and tax code overhaul they're proposing. Their plan targets a number of popular middle-class tax breaks. NPR's John Idstey says a vote on the plan has been put off until Friday.
So far, none of the 12 members of Congress on the commission has publicly signed on. Over the Thanksgiving break, the co-chairmen modified their original proposal, which had ruffled lots of feathers when it was unveiled a couple of weeks ago. It would have cut projected deficits by $3.8 trillion over the next 9 years by raising the Social Security retirement age, ending the popular tax deduction for mortgage interest, cutting the federal workforce, and slashing defense spending. Those provisions appear to remain intact in the new proposal, which should make for a spirited meeting. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
Pakistan is dismissing concerns raised in diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks that some of its nuclear material could fall into the hands of terrorists. The BBC's Ali Makbul in Islamabad says Pakistan's government has had an angry response.
The Foreign Office here called the fears about nuclear material falling into the wrong hands misplaced and condescending. It added that America and Britain had an historical bias against Pakistan. Officials have also suggested the leaks are part of a strategy to put pressure on Islamabad and ultimately confiscate its nuclear weapons. But there are many observers who'll see the concerns raised within the leaks as valid.
The BBC's Ali Makbul notes that tens of thousands of Pakistanis do work connected with the country's nuclear program. A new report from the Inspector General of the Securities and Exchange Commission finds that attorneys with the agency in their rush to make a case against Bank of America omitted some significant violations. Scott Graff of member station WFAE in Charlotte reports the case involves the bank's acquisition of Merrill Lynch.
When SEC investigators looked into claims that bank officials misled shareholders so they had approved the deal, they ended up fining Bank of America millions of dollars. Now a report says a $33 million fine was set largely according to similar past cases, although a judge ruled later it was too low. But the report also defends government investigators, saying they operated ably and that evidence shows staff diligently and zealously investigated the case. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
This is NPR News from Washington. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is calling on the Senate to act to repeal the ban on gays serving openly in the military, a policy that he says requires people to lie. Gates says the change should come from Congress, not the courts.
It is only a matter of time before the federal courts are drawn once more into the fray, with the very real possibility that this change would be imposed immediately by judicial fiat, by far the most disruptive and damaging scenario I can imagine.
Gates speaking to reporters at the Pentagon. Illinois is on the way to becoming the sixth state in the nation to allow civil unions for same-sex couples. Amanda Vinicky of member station WUIS reports the Illinois House has narrowly approved legislation to that effect.
State Representative Greg Harris, a Chicago Democrat, has tried for years to get a civil unions measure approved. He says for a legislative chamber, not a court, to pass civil unions is a huge step.
It provides basic legal rights to our citizens. It's a matter of fairness. It's a matter of respect. It's a matter of equality.
The proposal does not change Illinois' definition of marriage as between a man and a woman. Civil union partners, gay or straight, wouldn't get some benefits married people do, but critics insist it's a direct path to gay marriage. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Vinicky in Springfield, Illinois.
The Labor Department is revising upward its estimate of productivity of American workers between July and September. The new figure shows productivity growing at an annual rate of 2.3% during that quarter, and the Labor Department says labor costs fell slightly during that period. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support